United Neighbors of Fall River and other human service agencies joined together to form the Hurricane Relief Coalition. And they're saying bienvenido, or welcome, to Puerto Ricans displaced by Hurricane Maria. United Neighbors Executive Director Wendy Garflip is spearheading the event. I spoke with her and Director of Parent and Community Engagement for Fall River Schools, Barbara Allard. Allard says as of today, about 140 Puerto Rican students have enrolled in the schools.
We currently have a total of 101, which means 40 children have either returned to Puerto Rico or they have moved on to other communities.
Right now, we've identified through the school system, the Family Resource Center, and the Career Center about 225 families. We figure that less than a quarter of those families will be going back to Puerto Rico, because for many of the families that are here, there is still no electricity or infrastructure in the areas that they're living in. We're delighted that the Fall River Housing Authority has lifted the ban on people staying for long periods of time for families that are escaping, the hurricane disaster. So that's really been terrific. Lots of churches in the community have stepped forward and their congregants are housing people. And we have families in the motels. The sad part about that is that we know that the FEMA money is stopping on June 15th, I think is the date that we've been told, so they will be no more paying for that anymore. And even before that, one of the hotels where we have families, they are booked, and families are going to have to leave. They have weddings, they have conferences, so we don't really know what's happening with those families too. So we want people to think about, here there are these families that were so traumatized by this hurricane. They come to a community and we have reached out to them. They've enrolled their children in school. We've connected them with services. Church groups have stepped forward to embrace them. They're beginning to form a community. And now we're going to rip them away and send them someplace else and re-traumatize them.
What do you find are some of the biggest challenges families face coming from Puerto Rico?
Well, I think within the schools, our social-emotional supports for families. I mean, lots of our kids are traumatized by the move, by losing everything in their home. So our school adjustment counselors have had professional development, have been given additional resources on where they can refer families outside of the schools if needed. And they have provided our kids with lots of in-house support and resources. We do have English language learner programs, and we have quite a few throughout the city, but we have had to open additional classrooms, and we also received a large grant for an English language learner summer program.
Outside of the school system, of course, the most pressing problem is housing. We had a housing crisis before families arrived from Puerto Rico, and if you go away for a weekend and you live in a motel, it's really great. But when you live in a motel with six people in a room, it's quite different. We think, oh, people are in motels. That is traumatizing. That is a piece of the trauma that these families are dealing with. We're also concerned about the lack of English as a second language classes. But even before the hurricane happened, there was a waiting list for 3-4 months before you can get into English as a second language class. So that is a definite problem. And we're just worried about families being shuffled from place to place to place. We need to get people job ready. Lots of the people that we're seeing that have come from Puerto Rico have some kind of licensure. So people have job skills. The people that we're seeing have job skills. Now they have to go through the process of transferring over licenses and finding out how to improve their English. So those are all things we'll be able to help people with at Bienvenido.
And piggybacking off of that, what are the things that need additional help past the Bienvenido event?
You know, we've already seen on some of our Facebook pages responses to this event that have been hateful and definitely not understanding. So we know that that is an underlying issue that exists in our country today. One of the families that we're working with said to me that the first time she ever encountered racism was when she came here because she was the majority in Puerto Rico. So her ability to cope with racism and to know what to say. It happened on a bus and she was completely flummoxed in how to respond to it. We had one family, one of the stories that we tell all the time, one of our families from the Family Resource Center were traumatized by one of the snowstorms we had. They had never seen snow. They had no idea how to walk in the snow, how to dress for the snow, what to expect when it was beating on the windows of the motel. Was it ever going to end, and what did it mean? You know, we take certain things for granted. We've never thought of weather as trauma-inducing.
And, you know, you had mentioned before about families not sure if they were going to go back or stay. And I've met with a couple of families who are struggling with that because their kids want to go back. They're acting out because they want to go back. They want to go back to their, you know, friends. And parents are, you know, struggling with that because they know they can't go back. They don't have a home to go back to. So that's a struggle for them. And I really, you know, my heart goes out to those families.
And as the summer comes, and we're concerned about, you know, kids being on the streets, where are they going to go? They're living in an apartment with six kids. What are they going to do for the summer if we can't get them into camps or activities? So I don't think that we're short on ideas. I think that, like everybody else, we have an influx of 200 families we weren't expecting, and we don't have a lot of money to cover that. We're doing amazing things with the small amount of money that we have.
Yeah, and I think we need to partner. We need to collaborate, too. Mm-hmm. The Florida Public Schools has just recently collaborated with the YMCA so that we can share the cost of an English language learner summer program.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you,
Natalia.